I want to call our attention tonight for our devotion to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, one of the classic passages in all of the scriptures. If it were in order to claim a passage as one of my favorites, it would have to be this one, especially the first four verses. Now, I have a title for our devotion this evening, and it's Don't Be Discouraged. Talking to Christians. One of the great commentators that I read talked about this passage being a very simple, straightforward description of life as a Christian. And it certainly is. You remember the chapter 11 as described by the writer. All of those Christians who were Hebrews that he wrote to, and their almost ready to go back into Judaism and lose their souls because they had come out of the law of Moses, out from under the law of Moses. And we've all studied the book of Hebrews who've been members of the church very long. We've studied the Hebrews off and on. And we know that the key word to the book of Hebrews is better. Everything is better under the New Testament, under Christ's law. And that was the purpose of the man writing this great book. Now, he describes all of these people that he talks about in chapter 11 in regard to their faith. He talks about them in verse 1 of chapter 12. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily ensnare us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author, finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Then in verse 3 he begins to show the comparison between the people to whom he was writing and Jesus. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and he scourges every son whom he receives. The writer of the Hebrew letter here is comparing the hardships of the world that we know as Christians in our daily lives. He is contrasting that with what Christ had already suffered. So he is trying to his best to convince these people not to leave the New Testament church and go back into Judaism, because they would be lost for sure. So he says, do not be discouraged. And toward that end, he says, run the race. This is a place where the life as a Christian is symbolized by the race. Races such as they ran in the Olympics and so on. And in order to do that, he said, in verse 1, was to get rid of the weights that doth so easily beset us and the sins that doth so easily beset us. Get rid of anything that would hinder us from running the race. I know that it's sometimes difficult for us who are children of God when we run into tragedy in our everyday lives. Whether it be a disease, whether it be an accident, whatever it is. We want to say, where are you, God? Why weren't you there? The hardships of this world are real. And the world being created as it was created by Almighty God and man given free will, we have to live in the world where reality is a fact. We have storms upon the face of this earth. Some people freeze to death upon the face of this earth. Some people die from plagues such as the bubonic plague back many, many decades ago, years ago. That's real. And death, many times in regard to things like that, doesn't pick and choose. It could as easily be me. How many times have we heard friends and loved ones in regard to, in the face of tribulation, say, "Why me?" How often do we hear friends and loved ones and relatives who are really doing well in this world say, "Why me?" I do think there is a country song entitled "Why Me" that is along that line. I have had it so good in life. Why, Lord, do I deserve all of this? But folks, after we become Christians, we may face a lot of hardships. We may not face a lot of hardships. It may be that when we become a Christian, we get discouraged because of the lives of some other Christians. I recall vividly sitting on the front porch down in Murray County, Tennessee, back several many years ago, quite a few years ago, and talking to a young mother who was probably 25, 26 years old at the time. She had been baptized into Christ not too many months before that. And I was sitting there talking to her, trying to get her to come back to church because of the conduct of some people who were members of the church who attended regularly. She had decided that it wasn't worth it. She had become discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Paul didn't become discouraged. He ended up in prison on many different occasions. Neither did the other apostles become discouraged. Most of the apostles. In fact, I have heard information that Peter, or rather John, was the only one that did not die because they were Christians. The only one to die a natural death, so to speak. He did not become discouraged. They would instruct us, in all Christians, how to deal with discouragement. Look at the word discourage itself. It simply means a lack of courage. And courage simply means that we are able to do that even though we fear it, yet we are still able to accomplish whatever it is we fear. And so Jesus challenges these, or rather, the writer of Hebrews challenges these people. And if you look at this little bit of four verses here, you know that in Christianity we have a goal, and that goal is Jesus Christ. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the author of our faith because He gave us, He provided for us our faith. And that faith is in Him, of course. He's the author. The Hebrew writer further talks about Him being the author of our salvation. Do not become discouraged, folks. I know that there's so many different ones of you here. We've been here a few years now, almost 11. And we know some of you well enough to know, and we know some of those that have passed already, well enough to know of the hardships they had to deal with here in this life. Know that there's many of you who have to deal hardships to deal with in this life. Don't be discouraged. Always, always remember that Jesus Christ is out there, and that Jesus Christ has suffered far beyond what any of us will ever suffer, or any human being, as far as that's concerned. He said, "Let us run the race with endurance." Endurance is an interesting word. Endurance means to continue. Well, I like the words of a good gospel preacher. He's a good friend of mine, Jerry Barber. Keep on keeping on. Keep marching, regardless of what it may be. And here's a thought, folks, too, that we need to remember. We are responsible ultimately only for ourselves as far as our relationship to Christ is concerned. We cannot control other people. We cannot control what they think, what they feel, what they learn, what they know. We cannot control. We can influence. We can encourage. We can build up. But we can't control. So we simply do what we can, primarily, in contrast to the word discourage, we say don't be discouraged, we say be encouraged. And in manner of that thought, we can say encourage others, brothers and sisters in Christ especially, friends and neighbors and relatives. I read one time, I've never been able to substantiate if it was really actual happening or not, a real story, about a man in the military who was court-martialed because he was a discourager of people. Known of a tombstone marker that had the words, he was an encourager of men. We ought to be an encourager of people. You know what some of the greatest people that I know are plain everyday people who dealt with very difficult situations in their lives. They were Christians. Still smiling. Still attending services. In spite of all of those hardships that they've had. And that's what we admire. Do not become discouraged. Let's remember that, if nothing else. Just those words. Let us not be discouraged. In regard to family, in regard to the church, in regard to the world situation, let us not be discouraged. Let us be an encourager of people. And in spite of all of the political situation in this country and throughout the world, and all of the violence and everything that's going on, folks, this one thing also. God is in control. We don't know how He's going to handle all these things, but we do know that He's in control. So let us remember that. We have that right as children of His, and if you're not a child of His, have never confessed your belief in Him as the Son of God, repented of your sins, been buried with Him in baptism, you need to do that tonight. Only then will you be able to walk in newness of life when you're raised from the waters of baptism. And if there be those present who some other item needs the attention of the congregation, if you need the prayers of the church, if you need to be restored, then why not tonight, as the Apostle Paul invites, as we stand and sing.